Okay, the Big E Sports Show, it rolls on with the biggest and the very best in sports. And 1 week ago, I was in San Antonio for the Spurs home opener with the Mavericks and had the opportunity to catch up with our good friends from ProjectSpurs.com. That is Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia, of course, is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Real people, real value, real simple. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great. And by the way, it was really good to see you the other night.
Thank you. It was wonderful to be back in San Antonio. Always a great city. And I have to say that this is going to be another year of big expectations. But there's already been some highs and some lows. It seems like your Spurs have kind of eased into the season. I mean, I was getting a bit worried for you with that 2-5 performance from the preseason. Should Spurs fans be concerned at all?
Yeah, there is some concerns right now. I guess the big concern right now from the Spurs is in the first three games of the season, they coughed the ball over 20-plus times. Last night versus the recent game versus the Hawks, 21 turnovers. And, of course, against the Mavericks, they coughed it up quite a bit. Not only is their chemistry is kind of off right now with injuries. There was an early injury to Kawhi Leonard with the eye infection. Thiago Splitter was out with his nagging injuries. And that kind of threw the chemistry off as well. So you kind of saw them kind of convoluted, discombobulated early on. And, of course, against the Hawks as well, they looked like they just could not find the rhythm. I don't know if that's kind of some hangover from the championship season or is it simply just injuries. They just cannot get a set rotation. But, look, it's early in the season. It's just what for the Spurs, what, three games into this new season. So there's a lot of time to kind of fix the errors, and they know that. I actually spoke with Austin Day prior to the Atlanta game, and he admitted to me that, look, the team knows. They know that there's some errors that they're doing that is uncharacteristic of the team. But they're working on it, they're fixing on it, and he just thinks back to the fact that they're just not healthy at full strength.
You know, Jeff, I had a chance to watch that game on Wednesday night. I stayed up for it, and the Spurs prevailed, and they come away with that two-point win. But, you got to give a lot of credit to the Hawks. I mean, they really came after them. But hasn't, just in the years past, I mean, the Spurs have kind of just always eased into their season a bit before they get into rhythm, get into sync, and everybody gets on the same page.
Well, yeah, you know, a few years ago, it was the storyline for the Spurs was this. They come out of the gate slow, rotary road trip, post All-Star break, and they have this amazing run. In the last 2 years, it's actually been the opposite. They come out like gangbusters, losing 3-4 games, go on some ridiculous double-digit winning streak, and they're sitting pretty at the All-Star break. Not this year. They come out of the gate a little slow. There's a part of me, and I'm not saying that I spoke to anybody about this, but I want to go back to Kawhi Leonard. With his contract issues, and now they're going to wait, and he will be a stricter free agent. One of the things that I looked at is how would it affect his psyche? How would he feel? Would he finally understand the business side of the NBA? And in the game against Atlanta, he just didn't look like Kawhi Leonard. He, couldn't inbound a pass. He got violated for turnover. Taking too long, just violating the 5-second rule. And just looks like he hasn't found his shot, hasn't found his rhythm. It would be different if maybe he was out because he had a strained groin or he had an Achilles issue. Fine, but he was just out for an eye infection, pink eye. So I don't know if that's kind of weighing on him right now. Maybe he feels a little slighted by San Antonio, the fact that they did not give him the max contract that he wanted.
Were you surprised that they did not offer him the max contract? And why are they allowing one of the best young players in the NBA to become a restricted free agent?
I was a little surprised. I thought that for sure that they were going to offer him a good deal. I don't know about the max, because how often do you hear the Spurs giving max deals aside, unless your name is Tim Duncan or David Robinson. Kawhi Leonard is a very young, up-and-coming player. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But when I take a step back and look at it and I take off my Spurs glasses, I always wonder, is Kawhi really a franchise player? Is he a type of player to carry a team to the NBA Finals? Now, I'm not saying the Spurs don't doubt that he isn't. I'm pretty sure he can with the right pieces around him. But he's very young. His ceiling is still high. And I also believe it's just the Spurs being the Spurs, financially sound. Financially, they're always keeping their eye on the bigger goal. With Duncan and Manu Ginobili maybe coming off the books for retirement after this season, that's going to free up a tremendous amount of money for San Antonio to go out and get the right players to surround Kawhi Leonard, if that falls into place. Also, you have to add the fact that the new TV deal kicked in, the reported NBA salary cap is going to bump up to $90 million. That may have had a factor as well. But when you're looking at the other players that got max deals recently, your Klay Thompson, your Alec Burks, I can see why Kawhi maybe feel a little slighted, but if he's thinking in the right frame of mind, he could be looking at a larger payout at the end of this summer. Only problem is he'll be a restricted free agent, and the Spurs got to match any offer, including the terms, that any other team throws at him.
Hey, Jeff Garcia is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, check his work out at Project Spurs, projectspurs.com. He is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. And we're zeroing in on Kawhi Leonard, of course, the finals MVP. Let's not forget, Jeff, I mean, he averaged 27 points in those final three games. I mean, what's not to like about him? I mean, he is an emerging star.
You're right. And what sets him apart from any of the other young players that recently got big deals was that he's actually a good two-way player. He's a proven defender, and he's a proven offensive player. Heading from into the NBA from San Diego State, the big thing on him was he's just a pure defender. He was not known for his offensive skills. And what happened, goes into the Spurs, gets under throwing a Coach Pop, Coach Chip England, and he becomes an offensive threat. So, yeah, you're right. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing not to like about Kawhi. It's just a matter of, I think the Spurs are just being fiscally responsible right now. They're a small market. They don't have the deep pockets like your Lakers, your New Yorks, your Chicago's. So this is just the Spurs being the Spurs. Now the question comes this. Will Kawhi follow in the footsteps of other, quote-unquote, franchise players
right.
The Spurs have had? Will he leave? Will he give San Antonio a hometown discount? Will he do what Robinson did, leave some money on the table to go out and get players for that championship run? Will he do what Tim Duncan did and not ever get paid his true value for the good of the team? That remains to be seen. But at least from reports that came out from Kawhi's camp, is that the two sides are far apart. Now, that could be posturing. You know, his agent also mentioned that there are a lot of teams interested in Kawhi, obviously. But, you know, is that more posturing between the two sides? But as of right now, they really got to just stop focusing on the business side and just focus on the court, because this might be the Spurs' final chance to finally do something they've never done, is repeat as NBA champs.
Well, the Spurs are an organization that place a high value on managing a team, keeping it intact. I mean, that's evidenced by their returning this year, 14 of their players. But when will this roster, Jeff, when is it ever going to get younger?
You know, if you're starting to see, you know, the Spurs have been doing a quiet youth movement. And if you really take a step back, look what they added. They've added Kyle Anderson over the summer of the NBA draft. They've added Kawhi Leonard. We know about him. Tony Parker is still relatively young. He's in his prime still. So he has another good 5-6 years left in his tank. You also look also around him as well. Look at Thiago Splitter. You know, he may not be in your 20s, but he's 30 years old. He's still got a few more years under his belt. And let's not forget this. The Spurs also have a lot of forward assets stashed away in Europe. Very young players that are up and coming out in the EuroLeague, your Davis Bertans, your Adam Hongas. These guys, you know, could be making some noise in the years to come for San Antonio. And you're going to hear it again and again if that does pan out. The Spurs did it again. They find an overseas gem. Where were the other scouts? How did the Spurs do it? So you're seeing a quiet youth movement. You're not seeing a very aggressive one, but I think you're going to see them peak now if Duncan and Manu hang it up and call it a career.
Jeff Garcia with Project Spurs, projectspurs.com, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And I got to ask you, I mean, how close to retirement are some of those in the big three, like Timmy Duncan?
You know what? I was actually shocked he didn't announce it last season after the Spurs won the title. And I know, and heading into camp, he did admit that he was close. He almost just dropped the bomb on the entire NBA world and say, I'm done. But he didn't. He's going to go for the one more college try, if you will, for that elusive repeat. I think he's going to, if they do win it, I would not be shocked if he gets on that podium, raises his sixth NBA championship ring in the future and say, what more do I have to prove?
Well, the Spurs' goals are certainly set very high as they look to win consecutive titles. Their fifth title last year, fifth title in 15 years. It's been incredible. And, of course, so many questions in terms of can they dominate like they did last year in the finals if they do advance. Always a pleasure to catch up with our friends from ProjectSpurs.com. Awesome website and always an awesome guest. Thank you so much, Jeff. And I promise we'll see you again real soon. Perhaps we'll go out and have some Mexican food together, okay?
No, you got it. You got it. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. And YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.